This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on Old Dan. Come on, Dan, let's go. Got to get up. Got to get a-getting. And get back down there to where folks standing around waiting for the Old Trailblazer. And we want to, Dan and I want to say thank you, folks, for riding. Thank you, folks, for helping us with the broadcast and getting Old Dan a sack of oats. And we just come here today with a thankful heart. Thank you. You know, the Bible says be thankful in all things. And I believe, and I make this statement often, that we have the most unthankful nation that we've ever had in our lives, in my lifetime especially. And I believe we've just gotten away so far from the way the Lord wants us to be. I go in restaurants and eat. I never see anybody bow their head and say the blessing. I do. I don't never see those things. And it worries me, folks. It scares me. And I want to ask you, if you know the Lord, you go to a nice restaurant or a hamburger place, you and your wife, your family, just take a moment, bow your head and say, thank you, Lord, for bringing me to this hour. Thank you, Lord, for supplying good nourishing food. Thank you. My friend, I tell my folks here once in a while, I try to get a little sarcastic sometimes. I said, if you don't have nothing to thank the Lord for or anything, you let me know. I'll write something down for you. I'll write you a list of things to be thankful for. But I'm thankful this morning or tonight, whatever time. I'm thankful we own all these radio stations now. And I'll be thankful if I could hear from some of you who are listening for the first time. I'd just like to know if anybody's listening. It does my heart good, and it does other hearts good. I got an email this morning from a lady up in Charlotte, North Carolina, and she was just thanking me because she heard me make the statement that the Old Trailblazer, pastor here at Radio Missions, does not receive a salary for all of my labors. And she thought that was so great because she said, Pastor, people here in Charlotte being indicted for stealing money from the church and all of those things, and then they're teaching this prosperity ministry. And she said, your folks ought to be thankful for you. Well, that's between them and the Lord. We want to get back in our study. We're looking at the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and we've come down now to where the scripture says the walls of Jericho fell down after they compassed about them 7 days. But listen, let's go back. So Jericho exists now in their pathway. And another thought we find here is Satan's strongholds cannot stand before people who are obedient, who really, truly depend on the living God. To unbelief, these cities might appear to the walled up all the way to heaven. But faith laughs at such things, knowing that God has only to breathe upon them, and they'll collapse. I ask you, don't you know, don't you realize that all the Lord has to do is to take his hand off of your life and you'd go out into eternity? You may live another 100 years, 50 years, 80 years, but my friend, if the Lord withdraws his dealing with your heart, there's no more. It's a closed door, my friend. But listen, let's don't talk about that. Walking by faith, trusting by faith, but the outstanding lesson to be learned here is that which is stated in our text, that the fall of Jericho is attributed to the faith of the believing Israelites, not Joshua's faith. This ministry here is not, don't go forward on my faith. No, it's the faith of God's elect. Let's look at that verse again. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. Now, I want to take a look. We're going to see it maybe in a little later. But I just want us to look back at Rahab. Rahab was a harlot. One of the prevalent sins of that day was harlotry. Many, many, many of the women of that area made their living by adultery and harlotry, selling their bodies for a morsel of bread. And that's what Rahab had done. But from all evidences, the Lord had redeemed her from those things. And when those two spies, the Lord providentially, yes, I believe providentially, you believe in the providence of God, Trailblazer? I certainly do. I believe it every morning when we get up. The providence of God goes before us. I do. I believe the providence of God put me under the sound teaching of God's messenger. I believe the Lord, by his providence, put me together with my wife, gave me these children, grandchildren. I believe that the providence of God brought me here as your pastor, as a Trailblazer. And I believe, my friend, you can't shake me off of that. But listen now. Let's get back to our study. God alone does great marvels, but it's through the faith of his saints. All the victories of Israel were wrought by faith. Now, we're not talking about faith healing and seeing visions and all of those things. No, Israel history is the history of God's saving grace and man's faith. Do you want to get that? Can you get that statement and put it down your pipe and smoke it? Let me quote that again. Israel's history is the history of God's saving grace and man's faith. From heaven descends miracle. From earth ascends faith. Moody, who one day sat in his audience just as a young man, and the speaker that day made this statement. The world has yet to see what God can do with a man that's wholly, solely yielded to the Lord and will trust him come what may. Moody walked out of that audience that morning and said, by the grace of God, I'll be that man. Do you have that stickability, my friend? I have seen so many come as a flash in the pan. Oh, they get started. They're gonna be a helper in the work. They're going to give. They're going to support the ministry. And all of a sudden, it all dies out, just like the morning dew. But not with Mr. Moody. He said, by the grace of God, I'll be that man. It said when Moody come to die, after he had taken two continents in his hand and rolled them towards the Lord, he said, listen, the world has yet to see. I throw that challenge out at this time to you young men. I would that hundreds and hundreds of you men out there would walk with me in this life of dedication, making money for this work, making money for the old trailblazer, making money. You don't have to preach. You don't have to stand up in front of an audience and preach. You don't have to be a radio pastor. You don't have to do those things. Listen, you can make money for the Lord. I tell folks here over the old trailblazer, see, I have lots of old listeners. I say old listeners, people that's been with me a long time. And I know some of them are coming down to the evening shadows of life. I know several I could name right now in their 80s and 90s who support this work generously. And I know there's plenty of them out there, plenty of you folks that I don't really know personally. But I imagine that some of you have a nest egg put away somewhere. And I asked you folks, if you have money left over after your funeral's expenses, get that paid and all, make out a will to the old trailblazer or to radio missions and dedicate your money to preaching the gospel. You know what a great satisfaction would be when you close your eyes in death and go to be with the Lord? You knowing that your money is still preaching. Your old trailblazer is preaching your money. We do that. But don't leave it for some ungodly family's children to scramble over and squabble over and fight over and fuss over and spend lawyers get it all trying to settle your estate. Just make out a will. And it's my desire that my rest of my money, whether it be $100 or $100,000, go there to the old trailblazer radio missions to preach the gospel. And we dedicate it unto preaching the word. Just like that lady that wrote me today and emailed me today and said, Pastor, I appreciate your stand that you don't take a salary, you don't accept any money from radio missions. And I do that because the Lord provided for me. Back there years ago, I had a little successful business, and I retired fairly early. And, my idea was I retired, and I had some money and a blueprint and a motorhome, and I had some sights set. That was before the Lord saved me, around the time the Lord saved me, whatever. I have a problem remembering what dates are. But I had my own ideas. I thought we'd see the country, see the world, go to the mountains, go to the ocean. But when the Lord called me here, the money went into the church, their motorhome got sold, and the blueprints got burned up. And now the old trailblazer is just satisfied as a bug in a dead stump. Old sawyer, we used to call them when we was kids. We'd go turn over a dead log and get them old sawyers out from under there and take them for bait. But that's what I was just happy as I could be. And the Lord's given me grace to go on day by day. Just preach the gospel. Many, many, many heartache and a many, many tear has been shed over me, over this ministry by me. Wondering, Lord, what you want me to do? Like old Paul said, Lord, what would you have me do? The Lord told him what, and the Lord told me. The Lord has led me all the way. And I know I've told you several times that in dealing with the Lord and searching God's word and listening and looking for what you want me to do, Lord. One day the Lord brought that verse to my heart. I didn't even know it was in the Bible. He said, certainly, I'll be with you. Now, my friend, through thick and thin, the Lord has been with me. Oh, I make mistakes. I have folks who criticize me. Sure, I make mistakes. I'm not very smart. And I have one man that writes me occasionally. He says, I'm amazed at your spiritual ignorance. Well, you don't have to say that. He's not near as amazed as I am. That the Lord would do a work in my heart and call me unto this ministry here. But I praise the Lord for it. But we're looking at how these folks there by faith, Jericho, the walls of Jericho. But we're talking about Mr. Moody. So I asked you this morning, challenge you, that you men would dedicate your life of making money for the Lord and witnessing for the Lord. And one of the things, you know, when you get to be my age, folks sometimes seek you out for your advice, but some folks don't want your advice. But I tell my young people here, don't go over head over heels in debt. Throw those credit cards away. Or if you have one, be very careful with it. And I got that sound advice from Pastor Shelton when I was a young man, young family, struggling, buying everything I didn't need and couldn't pay for it and all. And he just sent me and my wife down one day. One night he came by the house, spent the night with her, and he found out what I was going up against. And he just said, y'all sit down over there now. I want to give you some advice. And he was a gracious man. And he laid out the it wasn't criticism. It's just good common sense. And that's what I do here. And I tell my young people here, don't go in debt. Don't max out those credit cards. They're just a tool is all they are. But if you abuse them, they get to be a mighty bad tool, my friend. So don't take one if you can't pay it at the end of the month. Don't pay no interest, my friend. Just pay it off when it comes in at the end of the month. Just use it as a convenience. How much money God will let you make, I don't know. That's entirely up to the Lord. But if you do it by faith, dedicating your whole life unto the Lord. I know back there many years ago, my brother and I opened a little electrical business here in Baton Rouge. And the first thing we did, I did. Now, he was a Pentecostal preacher, but he didn't seem to have the vision that I had. And I told him, let's just dedicate it to the Lord. Everything we did, everything we have done all of those years. And the business is still going on successfully. My family runs it now. And the Lord is blessing them. But he blessed me. And I give him all the credit, all the glory. I just want to praise the Lord. I guess my thought at this time was just praising the Lord. You ever do that? Just sit down and praise the Lord? But it's so good to have you folks with us. And I would ask you to pray for me. And then to let me know where you're listening from. You hearing me? Over the internet there on the Trailblazer, let me know. And tell me if you hear me. And then also you can hear our 11 o'clock services, Bible school on Sunday morning. Go there to our website, radiomission.org, and you find out all of that material. And then write me. I'll send you my mission statement, what we most surely believe. And I want to get to know some of you folks whom I haven't met before, met over the phone, over the email. So if you would, the old Trailblazer, just an old sinner saved by grace. But remember, my mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785, and my website, radiomissions.org. And I'd like to hear from you. Help me with the broadcast if you possibly can. If you can't, I understand. But ask the Lord to lead you and to guide you and direct you. Till next time, goodbye and God bless you.